This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Friday, 855-993-7569. I'm making a concerted effort to not rattle off the numbers, all right, so you can actually understand them, so you can actually call. As I mentioned, the smartest thing to do is just to go to drjoy.com. I know not everybody has access to computers, but most people do. And should you forget, it's just 855-99-DR-JOY. Okay. All right, so I've noticed this phenomenon. I noticed it first with my daughter, so I know it's not only a male-female thing. But my daughter and her boyfriend seldom talk on the phone. They do occasionally. They text all the time. And she texts to me all the time. I mean, texting is okay. The advantage about it is you can text. It's a little less intrusive both to do and to receive. But it seems to me kind of one step removed, number one. And number two, like things like humor and misspellings. My spell check hates me. I mean, it will just make, no matter what I say, it will turn it into something else. And quite often it turns out to be the opposite. And usually I remember to check it out, but every once in a while I don't. And someone's sending me, then I just get back a text that says, ?, or somebody's really mad at me. What is it about you guys and texting? I know, because my daughter does, I know it's not exclusively guys, but geez Louise.
You know, it's funny. I started off, you know, I texted all the time because it was just easy. And I think it's not so much a male or female thing. I think it's partly a generational thing,
yeah,
and it
yeah.
comes with age. For me personally, if it's someone I know, or anything like that, I typically prefer phone calls just because
yeah.
I can get it done, out of the way. I get all the info that I need. Or you
well,
know,
plus
it's
a little more personal.
Right.
You can hear,
exactly.
Like if somebody's making a joke. Oh, I forgot. I'm so glad I reminded myself.
And sometimes you can kind of ramble on and catch up, and you know, it's a little bit more fun.
Yeah, it is.
Otherwise, I guess.
But your fingers don't get cramped.
Right. Otherwise, I prefer email, honestly, over text because, you know, I can be very awkward in a professional setting. So if I need to communicate something, I usually prefer email. But texting, I don't do it as much anymore unless it's like my younger sisters or something.
Everybody I know is texting these days. I mean, all right, I promise the jokes. All right, let's see if I can tell them quickly. This is going to be my holiday gift, y'all. And I don't want you to boo me, although somebody actually did. All right, one Roger Bart told me, I don't think I've told this joke, that there's this crowd of people on the beach, and trying to, you know, I'm curious, so I want to figure out what's going on. So it turns out that this oyster and this lobster are having sex on the beach, and finally the lobster's finished and kind of, you know, scuttles away. And so it went up to the oyster and said, you know, what's going on here? You know, you guys aren't, yeah, you're both crustaceans, I suppose, but you're not even the same species. What are you doing here? And the oyster said, you don't understand. When he puts his claws around me, I mean, I just feel so protected. And then he'll put his claws around my shoulders and you know, it'll touch my head and he'll put his claws around my neck. Oh, my God, my pearls. I was wearing pearls at the time. I thought that was kind of, that was a good, all right. So here's the, I may have told this one. I can't remember if I told it to Manny or on the air. Well, if I've told it before, you guys get it again. A guy goes to his therapist and says, I've ruined my life, you have to help me. And the therapist says, what do you mean? He says, well, I made a Freudian slip. So, well, you know, Freudian slips are pretty common, but they're much more evident to the speaker than the audience. They, you know, people don't usually pick up on it. He said, no, I think this one ruined my life. And as you can imagine, this joke can go on for quite some time. Finally said, okay, so what was the Freudian slip? He said, well, I took my mom out for Mother's Day, and I took her to this really nice restaurant, and what I meant to say was, Mom, can you pass the sugar? And the therapist says, so what did you say? What was the Freudian slip? He said, you're a castrating witch and I hate you. I love that joke. All right, I will take one more, which I actually told at a meeting at my condo, because there was a big argument about a developer coming in, and people kept saying, well, this is what the developer's, you know, promising. And I said, developers will tell you anything. I mean, it doesn't, they're not legally bound to it. And it kind of reminds me of this guy in the bar who goes up to this woman and said, will you sleep with me for $1 million? And she said, well, yeah, okay. And then he says, will you sleep with me for a dollar? And she slapped his face and says, what kind of girl do you think I am? He says, we've already established that. We're just dickering about the price. All right, so I'm not telling any more jokes. So those are my jokes. All right, so texting, I think you're right. I think it, but some of the people I know, I don't know what it is. I do think it's sort of, it's still, it's a conversation at arm's length.
Right.
And it occurs to me, if we call we call the Anthony Weiner thing, the texting with a sexual content is called sexting. What does that mean we call chatting with a sexual? I don't think it's the past tense. I don't think it's a good idea. All right, 855-993-7569. All right, one of the things that we have been talking about earlier in the program today was living arrangements and extended families. And I get that question a huge amount of time. As I said, when I first started on the air, I would get a whole lot of calls about the empty nest syndrome. My kids have left. My wife and I really don't have much to talk about anymore. We really miss the kids. And now, 27 years later, I get certainly an equal number of calls about the crowded nest syndrome, that my son won't leave, my daughter and her three kids have come here because they're going through a divorce. So I just, and there was an article that came out this very week that said for the first time in modern history, whatever that means, it probably means in the last 50 or 60 years, that there are more 18 to 34 year olds living with their parents than any other way of living. So I just thought I was just curious about my listenership, my audience, of where you're living, how old are you, and what's your living situation. So let's see what we got here.
Okay, yeah, this is a good one to start off with. Antonio says, I am 47, single, never married, sweetheart ran off, no kids. I am a handyman, i.e. low income, about $30,000 per year, so I get government housing subsidies. I rent, and I am 1 month's rent away from being homeless.
Mm.
Recently, I saw a TV commercial hosted by Ty Pennington for home mortgages, so I called to inquire about getting pre-approved for a home mortgage. I was told, based upon my $30,000 annual income, that I only qualify for to be pre-approved for a $120,000 home loan. The problem is I live in Maui, in Hawaii, where homes start at $450,000. The local news here, called Hawaii News Now, has a special report on the housing market called Priced Out of Paradise, which is based on people similar to me who are low income and cannot get funding to buy a home. The governor has been working hard on the homeless problems, but many of the homeless are mentally ill or have substance abuse problems. I know of one case where the mentally ill woman was finally awarded HUD voucher for housing subsidy after waiting 5 years on the wait list. She rented an apartment from my landlady, and we both had the same HUD housing specialist. This is how I learned about what had happened. According to what I was told, one day the mentally ill woman asked the landlady if she could paint the interior of the apartment. The landlady did not think much of it and said sure. Needless to say, the mentally ill woman did not know how to paint and painted over light switches and power outlets, face plates. Paint on the carpet, floor, and all over the fixtures, etc. It was a mess. So my landlady wanted to keep the security deposit, but HUD, being a low home income housing program, felt the landlady was taking advantage of them, from what my residential specialist told me. So point being, not all homeless people can be put in an apartment rental. But for the blue-collar workers like me, I suggested if I can get pre-approved for a $120,000 home mortgage loan, but the homes in my area are $450,000-plus, that I should be able to borrow the balance from the government at low interest rates similar to the student loans. So my
You're going to get yourself in. That's what happened. That was the mortgage bubble, is that getting people in homes they couldn't afford. Hang on. We'll come back to that in just a moment. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. We're talking about living situations and the reality that people from 18 to 34 are living with their parents. And I'm sure they all adore their parents, but the reason they're living there is because they often have school loans that they're trying to pay back. And they just can't afford the down payment, even though interest rates are at an all-time low. As our what was this dude's name? Did he tell us what his name was?
Yeah, let me scroll up. Antonio.
Antonio. Antonio, let me just warn you a little bit about the idea that you're capable, that you're qualifying for a mortgage of $100,000 in a place where that's not, but you may be able to find some other people that you do some joint ownership or something of that sort. But borrowing money from the government, I mean, they're going to expect you to pay that back. And what the government does is they take what your income is and then figure out what the interest would be on that loan. And if you borrow some more money, what are you going to eat on? So realistically, and you may be able to find a fixer-upper, you may be able to find a place, for example, you said you're a handyman, and so maybe finding a place where you could live rent-free in exchange for being a handyman and getting a salary means you could save up more of a down payment, which means that the amount of housing you could afford would go up. But the idea of borrowing more money, you have to pay it back. And that's what the housing crisis was. That was the mortgage crisis, is that people were in over their head. And the reason they were is that they were paying interest only. They weren't paying off any of the principal. And so they had so-called balloon payments. And when the money came due, they didn't have the money. And you don't want to do that because you lose the house. You lose your down payment. You lose everything. So, and it may be that Hawaii is expensive, and it's expensive to live. It's expensive to be there, and there are more and more places that are looking at subsidized housing and low income housing. So don't give up on it, but be careful about borrowing money to buy a house beyond what the government says that the restriction or the suggestions are, because you don't want to get in that mess. Because you lose, I mean, it's just a matter of time. You lose everything. And down payment. So don't be careful about that. All right, let's see what else we got.
Yes. So Barbara says she's 68, retired, and lives with a 38-year-old son still, but he's a sweetheart and will miss him when and if he goes out on his own.
Well, there you go. I mean, I get it. I mean, it's really becoming, as I said to one of my callers earlier, that in the United States, we really do not have the structure particularly for extended families. But that may be changing.
Yeah, definitely. I know my fiance wouldn't be able to afford a place had I not inherited a place. I mean, that's unfortunate for that.
Well, and I think for a lot of us, just start out, the first place that you get isn't necessarily the last place, and you rent until you can,
yep,
until you can afford to buy. And it is an issue, especially in big cities.
Yeah, let's see here, what else we got. Francis says, I am 74 and live with my 53-year-old disabled son.
Yeah, different issue, isn't it? When you've got, but again, it's one of those things as the parent of thinking about what happens when you're not there, or what happens when you're not able to take care of him or yourself. So there are situations that the idea of the community and extended families really was and continues to be in most parts of the world a way of taking care of situations like this, of people when they're young and just starting out, or when they don't have the resources, or when they're older and they need the help or they need the company. It's just not particularly the American model, but there are more and more places that are adopting it at both the very beginning and at the end of our lives of finding way of communal living. Of whether you talk about retirement communities that have, you can morph from a single family home to an apartment to assisted living, and there it's all within the same context. I know some people in Arizona who've gotten together and bought essentially a compound, and they are all living together and essentially living in an extended community, and then passing it, I guess, on to their heirs. I'm a great fan of ingenuity, of figuring out what the problem is and what the solution is, but especially big cities. I mean, that real estate. There are parts of the country in which there's still great real estate deals. But they're becoming fewer and fewer, and we've got, at least in where I live, there's a huge amount of foreign capital, because whatever else the United States is or isn't, it has a relatively stable economy. And so for a number of European and Asian countries, that real estate's a great thing to buy, and what it's doing is pushing up the prices.
Yeah.
Americans may not be able to afford living in America anymore.
Yeah, well, they're saying that the housing market is susceptible to kind of burst again. So it's...
Yeah.
You have to tread
carefully.
Well,
it's already slowed.
Right.
It's already slowed from last year. Alrighty, so we got that taken care of?
The last one is from Sadie. She says she's 60 and single, and she owns a little hobby farm.
There you go. There you go. And I know people who have tried communal living, a number of different couples. I know people who have, as they gotten older, invited people in their home. So there, you know, we figure out stuff, I guess, when we need it. Ready? 855-993-7569. You'll be pleased to know Verizon has worked out a settlement, so the strike is over. It's been going on for 6 weeks, which maybe someone said they kept calling my number and getting somebody else, and the guy kept saying, it's Verizon, they're on strike. All right, so we've got what people, anybody have plans that they shared with us for the upcoming holiday?
Yeah, we have two people here. The first one is Janet. Janet says she is hiding until Tuesday morning.
Okay, sugar. Am I getting closer? Closer? Yeah, okay.
And then Francis says, stay close to home. In face on the deck, Scrabble and wine, safe and sound.
Sounds good. I actually was going to take a trip and decided not to. Statistically, there are more people who are supposed to be traveling on this holiday than in a long time. And I guess it's because, among other things, the price of gas has gone down. Make sure that it looks to be warm in most parts of the country. Do be careful about dehydration. When you wear your hat, wear your sunblock, and don't eat hot dogs. No, no. You're allowed to eat hot dogs if you want to eat hot dogs. Sorry with me. And there'll be movie theaters. You can use other people's kind of thing. But, yeah, I was going to go away, and then I had this plan that I was going to get a massage and get some really good food. And now I've got a lot of company all of a sudden. So I guess everybody made last-minute plans. This is one of those holidays that I think sneaks up on you. So the people are hiding, I understand, staying close to home. If you're going to be driving, please wear your seatbelt. Please make sure that that you don't have that extra brewski from the barbecue. I just assume you're all here. All right, I you're all precious to me. I don't want to lose any of you. All right, so somebody sent me an email, which just, we talked about it before. If I ever use there instead of there and your instead of your in the same post, I've been kidnapped and signaling for help. All right, that's my spell check story. 855-993-7569. Stay tuned for It's Broken Accepted. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bspa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, it's broken. Let's fix it. It's that time of the week. Today I have two guests. I've got Bilal Chapman and I've got Katie Dowell, who have both have participated in two different ways on the return. And rather than me telling people what it's about, Katie, why don't you tell people what the return is about?
Hi, this is Katie Galloway, and I am one of the directors, along with Kelly Duane de la Vega, of the film, which is a look at the first time in history that voters in the United States have ever scaled back sentences of the currently incarcerated, which was three strikes reform in California. And three strikes was sort of notorious for being the one three strikes law in the country of more than 30 where you could go to prison for a nonviolent, non-serious offense on your third offense. And so we thought, well, this is a historic moment. If it passes, let's follow it and sort of use it as a case study in how to scale down mass incarceration writ large. Now that we've built it for 40 years, how do you undo it? So that was the question.
All right. So this whole thing started out really with a look at at sort of the population saying, hey, this law doesn't work. And as you point out in the documentary, and you just said, this was unprecedented in terms of the population as a whole saying the laws are too harsh, as opposed to our law and order society that says, no, we need stricter, you know, larger sticks. So, all right, so the original idea was just to see if this was going to pass, and it did. So
right.
Where'd you go from there?
Well, so, you know...
And we're talking about 2012, right?
We're 2012. We started following... We had already made a series on nonviolent offenders serving life, short format. So we developed some of those relationships and also the relationship with the Three Strikes Project out of Stanford. And we followed just as many people as we could who were coming out and their families. We actually met both of our main characters in the film and their families before it passed. And so we were following it through their lives and also through the lives of institutions, because we wanted to think it, like, in terms of how it affects the courtroom and the prison and the reentry homes, to learn as much as we could about what was working and what wasn't. And then we sort of settled eventually on the law and the Anderson, the family, as our central characters in terms of people coming out.
All right, so let me ask you a couple of questions. First of all, what was the criteria for choosing the families?
Well, we wanted to have sort of people whose stories we could go deep on, but who represented broad swaths of the prison population. Bilal was just a man with a plan and a vision, and one of these people, of whom there are many, as striking as he is, as an individual, he's a person who, you know, decided in prison that he was going to make the most of his life, even though he had life. And he's just a profound human, as many lifers are, and many people who have served long sentences are, who come out and know how to live. Really, we could all take lessons from them, and they make great employees, and, you know, you hear this always anecdotally. There are also many people who are broken or severely in distress and have mental health issues and emotional and psychological issues as a result. And we knew that the weight of being in prison for, you know, a petty drug offense and leaving four children and a young wife at home to care for them, that weight on Kenneth Anderson, who already had, you know, some kind of a combination of addiction and mental health issues probably going in, was just crushing. And so that those struggles, you know, and or those aspects were both represented, in addition to really wanting to think about what do people need most when they get out. And that's a very long answer, but I'll give you the short one. Work is so important. It's so important for putting, you know, materially, psychologically, in terms of self-esteem and making your way back into the world. And so we really wanted to focus on the sort of the search for work and its meaning and what the obstacles were for so many people coming out.
Okay, two questions. First of all, as a psychologist, I've been you're never going to get an argument with me about work. I'm convinced that teenagers, summer jobs are the way of, because it makes us feel like we have some value in society. I mean, it's great to feel loved, but to feel like someone will pay us something to do something is what allows us to kind of move forward. But let me go back to Kenneth and Bilal, because as a psychologist, one of the things I'm really fascinated by is how you can take two people in the same circumstance, more or less, and one will do fine, maybe even thrive, and the other will be broken by it. Do you have any sense, having looked at a large number of people, what the distinguishing factors are?
No, I think it kind of could go both ways. I want to also applaud the Anderson family for their diligence, their love, their commitment to Kenneth, as well as my own family. You know, I come from a loving family, but me, I had to know more about me. I had to know that I could not go back to my same environment, my same friends, my same loving family, which, of course, was completely against any of my drug use or my criminal activity. But they loved me so much they couldn't stop me, you know.
Yeah.
So,
right, Bilal, let's go back a little bit. Tell me why, you know, what your first and second and third strikes were, and then let's go from there. All right. So, how old were you when you were incarcerated for the first time?
I was about 26, and I was convicted of robbery the first time. You know, I was took some guy owed me some money. I went and got the money from him. He said, called the police and said I stole it from him, which I didn't. The police came and said, did you do it? I said, yes, robbery.
Okay.
So that was, okay, so that's it. My second strike was possession of crack cocaine, 10 rock. to this guy who became, I thought, was my friend. I met him at the bar. He asked me if I knew where to get some. I said, yeah, I do. I think I know a couple people. I got him some, you know, four or five different times over about a two-month period, three-month period, and he ended up being an undercover police officer I had no idea about. So that right there cost me six life sentences and 150 years.
All right, so you were not, no one's going to paint you as an angel at this point.
Absolutely not.
All right, but did you have any problems during adolescence? Were there any issues? Because your first arrest was at 26. Is that because you didn't get caught before that, or you were clean before that?
Well, I would actually say that I probably was no different than any other kid. You know, I came from a loving family. My mom worked two jobs. I didn't have any man in the home, but she instilled the core values and manners with me on what to do, how to say please and thank you, how to go earn money. My only way I've ever known, and my brothers have ever known how to make any money, was to go out and earn it. So this was just something I did on my own, you know, dabbling in school, in college, you know, maybe at parties, you know, drinking, maybe a little lightweight recreational using, and then it just progressed into something more bigger when I got a little older.
All right, so you're not what American public thinks of as a career criminal at all. That you were basically, what was the highest level of education you achieved?
14.
Okay, so you went to junior college for a couple of years?
Yes, I would probably say more like 15. You know, I'm still working on some stuff, you know, that I just need to get back into, but yeah.
Okay, so this was really kind of dumb stuff more than a career criminal, yes?
Absolutely, no question. I still believe, and I'm sure like most, you know, I'm no different than anyone else when it comes to believe that, you know, criminal justice system needs to be overhauled, but we need it. We can't have anarchy, you know. People have to have rules to follow. You know, I did some things that were inappropriate, and I feel bad about it. I wish I never, ever would have done them. I wish I didn't have that in me that I had done. But, yeah, it's imperative that we change me. I needed to change who and the things that I was doing. But a career criminal running down the street, knocking over any kind of, looking for any criminal element, that wasn't me.
All right. So let's get back to the question about what separates you and presumably there are other dudes like you from the people who are broken in prison, who go in and become better career criminals or become just completely undone by the system. What do you think the difference is?
I don't know. I think I had a will. I had a desire to be a member of society. I, you know, a lot of times.
Why?
And I don't believe I fell into everything's against me, everybody's against me. You know, because a lot of times you look at it, it looks like the system is built against you, especially a person of color. Because I could have the same case as a guy that's not a person of color and get a lot less time. And I've seen it happen. You know, I mean, the law.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about that. I mean, the statistics are very clear that it does not help to be a person of color when it comes to the the jurisprudence system. It just doesn't work.
Absolutely not. So a lot of guys give up. You know, they think, well, I got nothing else to do. Why do I care? They don't care about me. It's set up to fail. I'm not going to vote. My vote doesn't count. I'm not going to do this because it doesn't count. No one else cares about me out here. So why should I care? So I'm going to go get mine and take mine. And I didn't buy into that. I'm going to give society another chance. I'm going to get out here and I'm going to do what society says. You know, I'm going to follow. I'm going to obey all laws. I'm going to go get a job. I'm going to pay my bills.
Well, no, wait a minute. This was once you knew that you could get out. What happened when you felt that? I'll tell you what. We need to take a break here. We come back. I want to do two things. I want to find out the idea that you're going to be in prison for 150 years. And this is before the 2012. So I want to know that and what your feeling was about that. And then let's get back to the issue of how do we get people out? We know that we need to reform the laws, the system. But then let's figure out what we do about the prison system. My guests are Katie Calloway and Bilal Chapman. We're talking about their documentary, The Turn. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Listen, I misspoke. It's Katie Galloway. So please forgive me and make sure that, I mean, because I hate it when people mispronounce my name. And Bilal Chapman. So got that all right. We're talking with both of them about this whole idea of several really cataclysmic events. One is an unusually really prohibitive law that says, okay, and 3 strikes, you're out the rest of your life. Ridiculous. Second, the California voters decided in an unprecedented way, okay, this is ridiculous. It's overcrowding the system. It's not working. And so what we have is a whole bunch. How many people, Katie, was it like 1,700? It was right around 2,000, as I recall, people that this affected in California. Is that correct?
Actually, it's about 10,000 people who were affected.
Wow.
But there were certain people who were excluded for various reasons. At this point, I mean, there were about 3,000 plus who were eligible, okay. And at this point, they just passed the 2,000 mark in terms of people released, lifers who were released.
Okay, I remember the 2,000 number. Thank you for clarifying that. Okay, so we've got a huge number of people. Bilal, before we go on to what do we need to do in prison? Because I think there has been an argument about prison reform for a very, very long time. But I want to talk about you thinking that you were going to be in prison the rest of your life. Before, let's say 2011, what was your mental status in prison thinking, I'm going to be here the rest of my life?
Let me say this. I had two decisions. When I first went there, I was just going to get into prison politics. I'm here for life. I may as well make this the best that I can make the best of this that I can be. I'm just going to be a prisoner. And then something clicked in me that whereas I'm not that. I'm better than just an inmate. I'm going to be better than that. I'm going to look at what kind of shortcomings I have. I didn't have any children. So I started taking parenting classes. I had some anger management issues I wanted to work on. I wanted to find out more about addiction. So I started, looking into those things and those subject matters to make myself better for two reasons. I'd always hoped in the back of my mind there was a chance that I could go home one day over a law change or somebody just looking at this and saying, this is impossible that we're doing this to people. You know, someone would come out and fight against it for us. Also, I wanted to just, if that was what I was going to be, and I'm a spiritual person, if this is what God had planned for me, then he wanted me to be able to assist people. Maybe I was going to be able to help somebody's brother or father or assist someone and not make the mistakes that I had and get caught like that. So I wanted to become a better person for that. So for those reasons, I had changed and started going down a better road. So I wasn't preparing myself.
You were on the path. You were on the path.
I would like to say I was preparing myself to come home, but I wasn't. I was preparing myself just to be a better me.
Yeah. You said something really interesting. I've done a lot of work on prison. I actually spent 5 days in prison at one point in my life as a reporter. I didn't do anything that I got caught for. And to me, the distinction between people like you and people who are not like you, to be quite honest, are taking responsibility. I actually had one guy who said he was in prison for murder, and he said it wasn't my fault. The guy moved so that the knife hit his heart. And I thought that was the distinction between, it was chilling. Or the guy, it wasn't my fault that the car hit him. He moved in front of the car. And so the distinction for me about people who were, and these were not necessarily people who were lifers, were going to do okay and not, was taking responsibility. And you never said, look, the laws are unfair, or, I'm a man of color. You said, it was really stupid things. The punishment may have been harsh, but once you break a law, you can't really negotiate the punishment very well. You're in a different game. All right, so let's go from both of your points of view. Let's talk about what prisons should be doing, not only for let's talk about three categories. Two, lifers, people who are going to be there forever, and people who are going to be out, because we know in most states that people are going to be out at some point. So let's start with you, because you can give us the philosophical, and then Bilal can give us the incredibly practical if necessary.
I think, for one, I think, we were just talking about it a few minutes ago, Bilal and I. There were people who were incarcerated say, I remember when you could count the number of lifers on your hand, on one hand in prison.
Yeah.
And now it's like they gave out life like candy. I mean, the ACLU did a huge study of all the nonviolent offenders serving life in prison. I mean, so many thousands all over the country. And the thing is, so I don't totally believe that anymore, and I respect Bilal when he goes into a prison screening. He says, you have to think about the possibility of a life on the outside because you don't know. And I don't think that everybody under any circumstances should be sprung, but I do think there are a lot of people serving life who shouldn't be. So I want to start by saying that, and I'll let Bilal carry it on from there, since he was a lifer. In terms of what is needed in prison, I mean, we can talk about all the structural factors outside of prison, and I think, taking responsibility is something that society, that in prison they are very focused on. I never hear anybody who doesn't, honestly, and really there's so much outside of society that really has to happen to make what's
like what?
Inside fair, but we can't tackle all that. So
give me a couple of for examples.
Well, for example, you know, just we alluded to it, but I mean, it's just that white people do just as much drugs and deal just as much drugs statistically, but, you know, black people and people and brown people are incarcerated at way higher rates, and the longer the sentence, the more likely you are to be black or brown. So you have 11% of the population in California that's black, 25% are incarcerated, even though it's the same number of black people and white people are committing the crimes, and then 49% of those are under three strikes who have life. Are black. I mean, that's a huge number, but it goes with the territory, and I think that has to be noted. And then the other thing is that just the sentences are so long. We are off the charts. We're 5 to 10 times longer than any other industrialized democracy for comparable crimes. So, you know, there are certain, I mean, and there's many more to say, public education and inequality, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, not blah, 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 but I mean, these are big fish to fry and very important. But there are a lot of concrete things that could happen in prisons right now that aren't happening, and it's actually a shonda, as my SOPTA would say. It's just like, it's a shame on the country that people walk out of prison without an ID and or a resume or, you know, sometimes a place to go. And we expect people to do better, but literally the first 48 hours, the first 15 days, the first 30 days are so important, and we put so much in, you know, so much investment into incarcerating people and sort of so little into rehabilitation, and then expect so much when there are so many obstacles to success. This is something that has to change.
Bilal, I'm going to give you the last 30 seconds. If you could do three things to the system that would make it better for people in the system when they got out, what three things would you choose?
I think the first three things I would do is I'd make it mandatory for everybody to be tested and see what their grade point average is, and then get them to a readable level or to a level they can conduct themselves in society. Without a doubt, I would prep them with some type of skills on their way out, at least a driver's license, social security card, resume building. Those things are important. They used to be in prison, but they removed all those things from prison. Once things, the taxpayers come up against some things, and we have windfalls and shortfalls in taxes, that's one of the first things hit is prisons. And, you know, people say, hey, this, you know, got murderers or different people like that, or people who are making mistakes. Why are we continually giving them things? Because these are returning citizens who are going to be in your community, who are going to be your neighbors, who are going to be in a grocery store with you. And they need to have some type of outlet besides crime.
You guys have been terrific. Some important, thoughtful things. Watch Return on Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.